Would you act the same if you were at a football match as you would if you were at a tennis match? Even without written rules on how to behave at either event, if you were to act on the tennis court as if you were at the football match, the tennis audience will make it quite clear to you that your behaviour is considered inappropriate. Would you dress the same way if you were going to a five-star hotel restaurant as you would going to McDonald's? Although both are places to eat, there are some unwritten rules that dictate what is considered an appropriate way to dress for each place. Although both are places to eat, there are some unwritten rules that dictate what is considered an appropriate way to dress for each place. And no doubt, people in each place would signal you if they thought you were dressed inappropriately. Wherever people get together, they convey social expectations by how they dress and act. Any newcomers are expected to learn what's acceptable to the group by observing behaviour and adapting to the situation. Organisational culture works a lot like that. Organisational culture consists of shared values, beliefs, and basic assumptions that govern how people behave in organisations. Like people, each organisation has its own unique personality, and that's what organisational culture is. Look at it in an example with the IT industry. It's a highly competitive, constantly changing industry. And in order to be ahead, it's necessary to have a very strong organisational culture. For four consecutive years, Google has been voted best company to work for. So what's their secret? On their website, they say it's really the people that make Google the kind of company it is. Google promotes the open culture where everyone's contributing and feels comfortable sharing ideas and opinions. So how do they put these values into action? They offer their employees exceptional perks, such as free organic meals, gyms and pools, free health checks and dental care, and subsidised massages. In order to maximise employees' opportunities to share their ideas and meet each other, Google have made their dining room tables long. They opted for diner booths rather than conference rooms. They provide nap pods, social and sports breaks during the working day, and weekly meetings giving staff opportunities to ask questions and propose ideas to the company's CEO. Most importantly, Google doesn't view their culture as set it and forget it, but keeps maintaining and improving it. Like the wind that pushes the sails, strong organisational culture is invisible, but very powerful.